holidays, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of December 24th through 30th, 2012. A pretty quiet week, all in all, except for Russian Nationals. Russian Nationals in Sochi, of course, was a pretty big event, going on amid more Olympic instruction, a low-level earthquake hitting, continuing controversy over it being impossible for most people to get tickets, and the stands left largely empty for security reasons, some foreign officials on the judging panels because the Federation wanted their skaters to get honest evaluation, marks were still a little high, and a number of withdrawals, and that nearly included both the singles champions. Evgeny Plushenko arrived amid remarks that after last month's surgery, he hadn't really been sure he'd be ready in time, and hadn't been doing the quad before arriving in Sochi, so even when he decided to compete, he thought he'd have to do so without it. But then he started landing quads in practice, so decided to go for it. He wasn't his usual perfect self. His quad double combo in the short wasn't quite clean, and he only did one two-footed quad in the free he plans to later, and one of his other combos there wasn't clean either. Still, with everything else good, and more backloading and transitions than he's had in the past, he had no problem claiming his 10th title with a handsome total score of 265.94, which he declared all he was capable of the time, blew off the gala to fly off amid remarks about more time with the doctor, and no promise that he'll be able to do Europeans, though he also said he might do Worlds after all. Would-be successor Artur Gizinski was not as lucky. Multiple mistakes in both programs held him down to fourth, as he spoke of feet problems that him taking his boots off literally right after skating, with the doctors unable to find anything wrong. So Sergei Voronov had no problem winning the silver, landing quad triple in the short, if tripling it in the free, and continuing with his new consistency, landing all his triples, which got him the highest technical score of both programs. Third after the short was Maxim Kovtun, but even he had a messed up quad and fallen on his lutz. He was barely hit a Gizinski, or the three men behind them, which included Konstantin Menshov, who was dealing with foot pain and had gone for the quad triple. It wasn't clean, and his other two jumps were worse, leaving him in sixth. In the free, however, Menshov charged back, turning out of one quad but nailing the other, as well as all his other jobs, while Kovtun, going for three quads, tripled two of them, dropping him down to fifth while Menshov moved up to third. Elisaveta Tuktomysheva came even closer to withdrawing from the ladies' competition the morning after the short, where, despite lingering leg pain, she had won with a clean program and a triple lutz triple toe. But she woke feeling ill enough that coach Alexei Mishin said that morning she probably wouldn't skate, but she felt able to, if barely, by the time the long program, so she went forward with it, got through the program with another triple lutz triple toe, if a single pop and a single stumble, and that was good enough for 196.57 and her first national title. Behind her, after the short, Adelina Sotnikova was second, having skated clean with a triple toe, and Elena Radianova with a triple lutz triple toe was more than close enough to it for third. Positions that were reversed after the free, when Sotnikova crashed on the triple lutz triple toe and had a couple of step outs, while Radianova pulled off the combination again, as well as a triple flip loop triple salchow, and that got her ahead, if very narrowly. It was a much more dismaying competition for the older than for the younger, with Alina Leonova, who in the short lender triple toe only to blow her other two jumps, had exchanged her Poeta free for an Aranyue's one, but it did her no good. She started by falling on the triple toe and made mistakes on most of the rest of the jumps as well, finishing seventh, just ahead of Xenia Makarova, who actually had her best free of the year, but still had a partial downgrade on her triple toe and a full one in her flip, and that was when she had already had a bad short. To make matters more painful, though as well as Radianova, Serafima Sahanovic, who served notice with a perfect free, a late triple flip loop triple salchow, and the highest tech score of the segment en route to fourth, and fifth place Anna Pogorelia, who was clean outside the triple lutz triple toe attempt, which she landed in the short, are both too young for Europeans and Worlds, and Polina Korobeynikova, who is not, made enough mistakes in her free to fall from her initial fourth after the short down to tenth. Sixth place proved the age-eligible Nicole Gosfiani, who wasn't even supposed to be at Russian Nationals and only got in as an alternate, and was 8th after the short, despite a triple toe, but at the skate of her life in the free, laying a triple flip triple toe while she was at it. She was in tears afterwards. The highest profile withdrawal that actually happened was Vera Bazarova and Yuri Larinov, who pulled out of the para competition because he'd had to unexpectedly break in a new boot after the Grand Prix finale and wasn't able to do so in time. This meant absolutely no challenge for Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trankov in getting their second title, especially after they followed a clean short with a free fairly close to it. With their side-by-side triple toes moved up to the front so they could land them more easily, she's still too footed the throws and spoke of being tired after and just focusing on the elements, but with 228.92, they still won by nearly 20 points over Yuka Kavaguti and Alexander Smirnov, who nonetheless did very well for themselves, skating clean at both programs, if a touch shakily at times. Smirnov, too, spoke of focusing on the elements, but complimented his partner for performing more than him. When Anastasia Martashieva and Alexei Rogodov were knocked down to 6 by her continuing struggles with side-by-side salchows, and neither of the top junior Grand Prix teams skated up to par right below them, bronze went to Xenia Stilbova and Fedor Klimov, who finally skated their short more or less clean, though she had a fall in the throat flip in the three. The dance competition actually had an all-foreign technical panel who provided quite a scare for Katerina Ryazanova and Ilya Tichenko when level trouble left them in fifth after the short, behind Balsinia Manko and Kirill Kalbalian and Victoria Sinitsina and Ruslan Jiganshin, but that went the other way in the free dance, where they got the highest technical score and moved safely up to third. Manko and Kalbalian, despite being fifth in the free behind Sinitsina and Jiganshin, nonetheless stayed very narrowly ahead of them overall for fourth. Jiganshin wasn't quite on, and it cost him in Sinitsina. Above these three teams, however, the surprises ceased. Neither Katerina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, nor Elena Ilyinch and Nikita Ketsalapov had perfect shorts. Bobrova had a wobbly twizzle, and Ilyinch and Ketsalapov ran 1 second afoul of the clock for the second competition in a row, but both avoided such mishaps in the free, and Bobrova and Soloviev edged out both programs and their third title in a row, 174.72 to 171.67. The top three in ice dance were easily named to Europeans, of course, and so were the top two in the pairs with Bazarova and Larionov joining them. In ladies, too, the Federation, citing Leonova's recent track record, went with the top three age-eligible finishers over her. Though Gosviani, having not competed internationally since the fall of 2010, will have to earn the Tech minimums, apparently at the Mentor Nestle-Nesquik Cup in Poland next month, which would have her competing in juniors, the entry deadlines for the senior competitions before Europeans have passed. However, for the third spot on the men's team, they have snubbed Menshov in favor of Kovtin, citing the former's inconsistency and both their age. Everyone else, it seems, is not happy with this decision at all, with multiple protesting tweets from the skaters, including a mull-colorful one from Maxim Trankov claiming every last skater thinks the Federation's wrong on this one, and even Kovtin himself expressing an objection online. On a higher level, a number of officials are accusing the Federation of favoring Kovtin because he trains in Moscow while Menshov trains in St. Petersburg. There have been accusations of that sort of ugliness in other Russian sports as well recently, and that Kaczynski was likewise snubbed despite also beating Kovtin obviously doesn't help. Mishin has had plenty to say about that. Oleg Nikol, head of the Figure Skating Federation of St. Petersburg, has even had a word about it with Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko, who has said they'll take a look at it in January. The preliminary roster for Russia's junior nationals at the end of January has also been released, though one may assume Kovtin and Gosviani will now pull out of this competition since it takes place the week after Europeans. Also, while Redinova is competing in the ladies, Yulia Lipnitskaya is not, since provided she recovers from her concussion in time, she'd certainly go to Junior Worlds anyway. The top pairs and ice dance teams from the Junior Grand Prix, meanwhile, are all listed. Another roster release is for this season's Volvo Cup in Riga, Latvia, which has gone from being a junior Grand Prix event to a mid-January Senior B for singles and ice dance. The entries are highlighted by Dennis Ten, who leads a field of 19 senior men, which also includes Misa G. The 30 senior ladies are led by Zijin Lee, and the 10-team ice dance field by Sinitsina and Jiganshin. Sadly, we also have news of a split. Israeli team Daniel Montebano and Evgeny Krasnopolsky have announced their breakup via her appearing on Ice Partner Search. She is also having another surgery in January, and says in her profile she's not willing to relocate from New Jersey, but while she wants her partner to be able to represent Israel, she doesn't want him to be limited to that. No word on what he's doing at all. Another announcement came via the gala for Japanese nationals on Monday, in which the skaters Hal had more interviews, and Akiko Suzuki announced that the Olympic season will be her last, saying she believes it will be her last chance to qualify for an Olympics. Two more annual shows were held in Europe this weekend. Last night was the Bolzano Ice Gala in Italy, and today, the Oberstdorf Gala in Germany, with many of the same skaters performing in both, including Brian Joubert, who gave two performances of his new Gladiator Long, Adam Rippon, who was a highlight twice, and Fumie Suguri, who did better in Oberstdorf than in Bolzano, with a TV commentator expressing a belief that she, like Suzuki, will compete one more year before retiring, though whether that will be the case is anyone's guess. Back on Thursday, Lithuania 2 saw a show, Flaming Christmas Ice in Vilnius, headlined, of course, by Margarita Drobiazko and Povilas Vanagas dancing to Masquerade waltzing beginning and ending with masks, with other Lithuanian skaters, including Isabella Tobias and Davides Sagnunius, Elva Stoiko, Iruna Slutskaya, and Thomas Werner also among the cast. And here in the U.S., Stars on Ice is having its first show, even as I record this, in anticipation of which Dorothy Hamill was interviewed, in which she spoke of doing a duet with Kurt Browning, something she's very happy about, but warns, "My repertoire has sunk to almost nothing. There's only so much left I can physically do." She may or may not be able to break out the Hamill Camel. The theme of this show this year is Now and Then, and she notes it may get sentimental. She expresses respect for the increase in athleticism and training the sport entails since the time she did it, even at the expense to the artistry, but regrets more the increased amount of injury. The ISU had an announcement of its own, meanwhile, of an international ice dance development training seminar to be held the last week of April in Seoul for both skaters and coaches in an attempt to develop ice dancing in not only Asia, but also Australia, New Zealand, and the rest of the Pacific region, and even South Africa. Also, the country of Georgia put forth an assurance this week that despite their current hostility with Russia, they will send athletes to Sochi, so we should see Elena Genovanishvili at the Olympics next year. And finally, a spark of hope for TV coverage-deprived Americans, Dean Walker, Senior Vice President of Production at Universal Sports, during the channel's relocating operations to Denver, said that certain new agreements will be announced in January, and it sounded like they'll be with certain providers, but that isn't absolutely specified, and certainly they're not saying which ones, even if so. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night. Happy New Year!